we always ensure that the value is fixed, you know, so people can come back and get that value anytime. Yes. So I think it's a good place to start, to be honest, because technically it's all about us just putting the message out there. We've decided that we would clock a few days and anchor, or rather to anchor on discussing the message of a new Nigeria, simply because you see, the message is very important to us at this point in time. It needs its own time, it needs its own space, and moreover, it needs its own audience. So if we focus on keynotes within the message, I believe that by the end of the year, when we go into the new year, we will be confident that at least using the butterfly effect, somebody can make a change, a profound change, just based on listening to the words that we would be releasing from our conversations in this space. So that is the crux of the matter, and that is where we find our strength in. So the topic today is really discussing the message of a new Nigeria, with the subtitle, "Why Is It Possible?" You know, that's where we're going to anchor on today. Not necessarily submission based. It's really more a conversation style space today. On Wednesday, we would have another one discussing the message of a new Nigeria, probably what is the impact. And then on Friday, we would go into discussing the message of a new Nigeria, civic responsibility. So we anchor on the message to the end of the year. And by the end of it, we should have a clear message in our minds, in our hearts, and in our souls as to why the possibilities of a new Nigeria is one we should start to embrace, we should start to understand, and we should start to appreciate, regardless of the current situation we find ourselves in. That is the key thing, regardless of the situation, because the absolute truth about where we are now is that certain things are not sustainable in life. And one of those things is evil. One of those things is corruption. One of those things is bad governance. One of those things is lack of integrity. One of those things is a pure failure of leadership. At some point, there will be a turnaround. So if we're getting to that point where we know a turnaround is imminent, and then it's only proper that we start preparing our minds in visualizing what is to come. Even if we don't experience what is to come, and let it be known that we release the energy of what is to come. So those who would experience what actually comes would know for a fact that the foundations were laid for that thing to come. So that's where we are. So without further ado, sometimes I actually appreciate it when we're really, really small in a space so we can bounce off ideas before the masses come in. So without further ado, I think, Chris, it would be a good time for just an opening monologue into the possibilities of a new Nigeria and why this message is key, and then we can pick it up from there.
Okay. Well, I just want to give a background, you know, generally, you know, because they said it's normally people walk from the known to the unknown, and that will actually also bring us, you know, show us clearly why we're discussing this today. Every society or anyone is incapable of doing some things he does not know how to do it. Nobody just woke up in the morning and start doing a thing. Sometimes he must have tried doing it in a particular way, it's not working, and then he will now take a decision to try other things before he got the one that will work. And that now becomes the whole thing that everybody look up to. Now, the reason, the difference between Nigeria and countries, other countries that have been, that are developed and are working in favor of their citizens, is that there are things those citizens did that Nigerian citizens have not done. Anytime Nigerians make a choice to do it, they will definitely get almost the same result or even a better result. But because they've not done it, we keep looking as if the problem is not solvable. And we can be blaming any other thing. Now, I think that's what nature saw, and understand that as far as we are moving in a particular trajectory that is anti-development or that's anti-Nigerian development, we continue to have issues and problems and all of that. So, but for us to now get it right, there's going to be a paradigm shift from where we are to where we ought to be. And then this place we ought to be is what translated into something new, because it's supposed to be something new. It shouldn't be in the old order, because you can't be doing the same thing in the same way and expect a change. So that is why whatever we need to do that will yield a positive result for Nigeria must be something new. So that is actually the message that we bring about in Nigeria that will work will be new. It won't be the old system, it won't be the old message, it won't be the old ideology. So the new Nigerian message is actually that new thing we ought to do that will be able to transform Nigeria in its simplicity. That's what it means. Those things we need to know and begin to apply ourselves in, that we bring about a decent and functional Nigerian society. I think for the first time, I've never been able to bring it down to this simple, so that people will understand when they talk about the new Nigerian message. It's just those things, 1 and 2, A to Z, of what we can do or what we should do as a people, as citizens of Nigeria, to launch our nation into her wheel of progress, so that we start making positive, bringing out positive outcome, become productive, become people who live and who desire to do to make progress. That is just the message. And whether it is possible to do it, or that this message is possible of, you know, reinventing us, I think the message has capacity to reinvent us. You know, why I say so is because what you did not know yesterday will allow you to remain in problem. When you know today what you did not know yesterday, you begin to come out, you know, you start coming out of that yesterday's problem. And if, you know, people who now live in the now may never believe that there was a time. Let me use this as an example. There was a time when malaria, people were dying, you know, because of malaria in Africa. People were just dying like fowl. That time there was no malaria tablet, there was nothing to cure malaria and all of that. People are just dying. Once you fall ill, you die. Knowing the topography where we are, that we are prone to malaria because of mosquito and all of that. You can imagine those days that through mosquito bite, you just die. But when a new thing came out that now began to help humanity to solve that problem, the death ratio has drastically reduced, because now it's a solution. So whenever there is a problem, whenever there is a challenge, the thing to do is not to cry out. But as humans, because we are all created and we are given the power to recreate. So as humans, the first thing to do is not to always look at a problem as a problem, but looking at problems as an opportunity to provide solutions, to make the world better today than it was yesterday. And that's why knowledge, they say, is power. The knowledge I have today stops here. But people who are coming before me may not have to go through all that I went through to acquire that knowledge. They've already known it. So the next thing is, what can they do from what they know now, you know, to improve on what has happened? That's how societies grow. That's how transformation has come to humanity all over the world. All over the world. The car that was used in 1960 is not the car that was used in 1970 or 1980 or 1990. You know, there's been an improvement. But unfortunately, the human nature and capacity has not been transforming at the same rate. But that's what it's supposed to mean, you know, so that there will be a lot of transformation going on. But we are doing that, those kind of transformation in inanimate objects, in other things like cars, like cutlasses, like tables. We can do that. But for humanity to change and transform into becoming better people with better knowledge has always been the problem of the world. Changing humans is the most difficult thing on earth. And that is why what we are talking about, the message of the new Nigeria, seems not to be filtering into the ears of Nigerians. You know, because this transformation, this ideology, it requires more than technology to bring it to pass, to bring it into the people. Because the people have lived in certain ideologies over the years, based on stories they've had, based on the situations and things they have seen. And they have taken up certain culture and ideologies that is anti the development of Nigeria, unknown to them. They may use it, they may be saying they're using it to defend a particular thing or to bring about, you know, defense for themselves. And in doing that, they are shortchanging their lives, and they are also shortchanging the entire society. So the message of the new Nigeria is simple. Everything that will make Nigeria to become functional is what the message of the new Nigeria is talking about. So it requires our renewed mentality to step into that arena of learning, unlearning and relearning, you know, so that we can become a people capable, just like other citizens of other nations did to make their nation great. We can become a people capable of thinking right and bringing out those ideologies and participating in those actions that will inevitably, you know, bring us to that point of national belief, love for our nation, and our readiness to play our citizenship and leadership roles as a people. And I believe that it's something we can do. It is possible that we can achieve it. I think the only thing is, how do we appeal to the hearts of Nigerians? How would they know? Imagine if they understand that understanding this message, aligning with this message, will transform their life. That yearning in their heart to see a Nigeria that can work, to see a Nigeria that is functional, is possible.